Even then, they can't handle it sometimes.
No, that's true. General Motors, they haven't gone back yet, have they? They would have to have been today. I don't see the paper until evening. My husband gets letters, so I don't get one in the morning. I'm never home in the morning to read it anyway.
That's like I brought last night's wrong news in with me to read because I was down here last night and I didn't read the paper. I brought it in to work with me this morning. I thought I'd read today. And this morning, I had another paper laying on the desk. And this morning, I grabbed up the papers and wadded them up real tight and threw them in the trash. And this afternoon, before you came, I got to looking for that paper, one to read. I'll show it to you. I finally picked it back out of the trash because it was still clean, look. I sat down here and tried to read, and it was kind of hard to do.
I keep smoothing it out. Does Rome have one newspaper?
That's all.
What kind? What would you call it? Is it liberal or conservative or pretty much middle of the road?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell for me. They can go to either extreme, it seems, at times. I used to think it was just a one-sided Republican outfit. That's when I was totally Democratic. I'm about half and half now.
A lot of people are in that position.
Now it surprises me. They come along and they, on campaigns like we've had, they surprise me. They
pick mostly Democrats
to win.
Pick mostly Democrats to win.
I mean, that's who they endorse. Mostly Democrats. Years ago, it seemed like they were all Republican.
When you were Democrat, they endorsed all Republicans. Well, it's, the problem in Atlanta is that whoever the Atlanta papers endorse, it's like the kiss of death. This time, they did endorse Jimmy Carter, and he won, of course. But in several, in the primary, for example, that was the end of the candidate that they endorsed. Seems to be a good feeling against the Atlanta newspapers.
Yeah, that it seems like more than once was, by far more than once was. I get kind of aggravated myself. Any sense. I have do vote Republican some, especially in high offices. Mm-hmm. And they always come out for the Democrat, and usually the one they come out for is one I don't like. When Carl Sanders was governor years ago, I was for him and did what I could to help elect him, you know. And I thought he made a good governor. But when the presidential election came along in 68, just a few days before the presidential election came, he went to Washington and spitting venom against the Southern leadership, you know, because it had been rumored he was going to be get a cabinet post under Hubert Humphrey. So he went up there telling what Hubert Humphrey wanted to hear anyway. And so I saw him on TV giving that speech. Right then I was turned off from Carl Sanders. And evidently that's what happened to him.
I think so.
Most Georgians must have got turned off at the same time. Because he was once a fine man and good politician and a good governor. But only once he comes up being hated by a good many. So, people don't want to keep their mouths shut. I'm one of them.
It was interesting that the Republicans, new Republicans, who were Democrats who changed parties, all lost.
I noticed that too. Some of them I voted for, some yesterday, and all the ones that I voted for lost.
I don't think I made it too well yesterday. I haven't seen the Cobb County races, and that's why I can't say yet how I did in Cobb County. But I'm usually on the wrong side of the fence, no matter what.